We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shiluah Hakan, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Yud. V'zeh b'chinas v'yifka b'mokim v'yolan shom kivo ha-shemesh. Rav Nosson Zalman now is going to explain where the Torah speaks about Yaakov Avinu when he's traveling and he comes upon the site of the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Torah says, v'yifka b'mokim, he suddenly arrived at the site and he spent the night there because the sun had set. Ki ba'avraham ksiv vayares hamokoy me'rochik. By Avraham Avinu, his contact with that site, when the Torah describes it, the Torah says he saw that site from the distance. U'be'yakov ksiv, whereas by Yaakov Avinu it says, vayifka b'mokoyim, he came upon that site. Kihu zocho yoiser, because Yaakov Avinu was zocho to a higher level in a sense. Ki zocho livgoya mamesh b'mokim, he was zocho to literally achieve the site of the Beis Hamikdash. Ukemuva b'zoyer hakodesh, as the Zoyer hakodesh discusses this contrast between Yaakov Avinu and Avram Avinu. Achaf al pikein. Yoda sha'adayin hamokoim rochoik moid adein keitz. And yet, even though by Yaakov Avinu it says he achieved the place, still he understood that it's still very far away from him. Meaning, the true fulfillment of what that site is going to be all about, what the site of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be all about, was still far away. V'alkein, and therefore, v'yolen shom, he spent the night there. Shemarames al tzorois cheshkas hagolus kamuva. That refers to the darkness and the suffering of exile that Klal Yisrael would have to go through. Kamuva, as is brought, kivo hashemesh, because the sun had set. Sheshoko sheloi boinoso. The Gemara says the sun set not really at its right time. Hashem forced the sun to set early because Hashem didn't want Yaakov Avinu to keep traveling. He wanted him to stop there and spend the night there. How does this relate to what we're saying? There, when it says that it's set at its, you know, at not at its proper time, Zeo b'chinas ma she'oiver al kol echod. This hints to what every single Jew goes through. Shelufomim bechemlas Hashem niftach loy oyer godoil. At times, through Hashem's great kindness, a great light opens up for a person. V'nidmeloi shebevada yeh ish kosher koroi. And it seems to the person, wow, look at this. Look how I'm connecting with Hashem. Maybe I'm really going to become a true tzaddik. Or maybe I'm going to become a very, very religious person. Because Hashem opens the door for the person, and the person feels a connection, a deep connection. The light opens up for him. V'achar kach, and then afterwards, pit'om, suddenly, nechshachloi, it becomes dark for the person. Ke'ilu bo Hashemish mamish, pisoim shaloi boinosa. As if the sun had set, suddenly, unexpectedly, you know, when it wasn't expected at all and when it wasn't its right time at all. Suddenly the lights go out for the person. Suddenly he finds himself in spiritual darkness. V'oz hoidiu lo Yaakov b'chaloim shekol ze hu b'chinas v'hine sula mutzav arza v'roi shemagi ha-shamayim. And by Yaakov Avinu, when that happened, Hashem revealed to him in his dream, through the vision that he saw of the ladder, he saw a ladder which was stationed on the ground, and the top of the ladder reached all the way up to heaven. Shezehu kol avodah sa'odom. That this is the main work of a Jew in this world. Shetzorech leilech midarga ledarga. A Jew has to try to climb from level to level. Kimoy sholim besulam, like going up a ladder. Vehine malachei Elokim, and then there are these heavenly angels, Shehem hatzadikim, which are the tzadikim. We know that there are several places in the Torah where tzadikim are referred to as angels. Oilim veyordim boy, they were going up and down the ladder. shetzorech sheyi elohem kama aliyos v'yeridos. The Torah is showing there that they have to experience many ups and downs. Ki koidem hu aliyah tzorech sheyi yerida, because before a person can have an aliyah, they have to first experience a yerida. Vayerido hi tachlis hu aliyah. And the yerida is a stepping stone for the aliyah. It's an introduction, a prerequisite for the aliyah. Al kein, therefore, al yishtoimeim ha'odom. The person shouldn't be shocked. Val yipoil bedaitoi. And the person shouldn't be discouraged. Mikol ma'ash oivralov. By everything that they go through. That they go through periods of spiritual darkness and dryness, where nothing's happening, major setbacks. Al kein al yite bein balia bein biarida. And a person should not make a mistake, whether during the time of aliyah or during the time of yerida. Meaning, hainu, kishuhu bebechinas eiz aliyah, when the person's on an upswing, sheroya eize yeshua vehisnoitzitzus, where he sees a salvation from Hashem, he sees a bright light. Aliyita, he shouldn't make a mistake, shekvar ho'er sheloi, that the light is already his. He made it to the top already. He's mamish at tzaddik, and he has the light, and he's in already. He shouldn't make that mistake. Rakieda, but rather the person should know, she'adayin hu rochoik moi, that he's still very, very far away. He still has a long way to go. Just because he has seen a light doesn't mean he's there already. When you look at the sun, you can see its light even though you're millions of miles away. So the fact that you see the light doesn't mean you're there. Vaydezeh, and if the person realizes this, and he doesn't fool himself, lo yipoil, kisheroya achakach, shenech shechetz lo yor, the person won't fall completely when suddenly he sees that the light goes out. Shehu b'chinas yerida, that he's experiencing a yerida down. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, afal pikein, even though it seems to him as if the lights went out completely, it's totally dark, ho'or sheheir loy, loy nichbe, v'loy nistalek mimenu. That light that Hashem shined on him has not gone away completely. It has not been extinguished. Ki oyer chazdo yizborach meir olav tomid. Because the light of Hashem's kindness is shining upon us all the time, constantly. Rak shehakoil hu bebechinas mimerchak tovi lachma. However, it's all in the category of this far, far away, that Hashem is still far, far away from us, and from far, far away, He's shining down to us, He's beaming down to us His light, His kindness. Ubebechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayares hamokoim meirochoik, that Avram Avinu saw the holy site of the Beis Hamikdash from far away. Aval soif kol soif, however, in the end, eventually, Yigmor Hashem Yisporach Ma Shehischil, Hashem will finish, will complete what He started. Ve'yetiv im klal Yisrael v'im kol echad v'echad b'protius. And Hashem will do wonderful good things for all of klal Yisrael and for each and every individual Jew. Rak she'tzrichen liyos metzapim liyishua tomid. It's just we have to be patient and we have to be waiting and looking for that Yeshua, for that salvation, constantly. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'chol ayin l'chot etzapeh, all eyes look out to you, Hashem. U'kamay shayimrim, and as we say in Shmon Esrei, ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayoim u'metzapim lishua. Hashem, we yearn and hope for your Yeshua all day.